It is the Arizona Cardinals' path in the draft, and you know what? We should probably make that plural. Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, Kyle Odegaard. We talked about drafting the best player available, drafting for need. And then there's when you really want to maneuver and you trade up or you trade down. A year ago, I was trading up to get Buda Baker. A few years ago, I was trading down and ended up with Deion Buchanan. And Steve Keim has said more than once, that's still a possibility, maybe round one or beyond.
Well, obviously this year, everybody's wondering at 15 if there's any chance they could move up to get a quarterback because everybody's expecting them to take a quarterback at some point. They see the number of quarterbacks that could be available. Now, at this point, it may end up having that those top four quarterbacks are all gone in the first five picks, and that's probably too high to jump. But if somebody happens to slide into 10, 11, in that range, all of a sudden you start wondering. Now, to go from 15 to 10 or 15 to 8 is still going to be a pretty high price tag, knowing that there's going to be other teams involved. And that's something the Cardinals are going to have to consider heavily.
And it always takes two. But I'm with you. If someone slides out of that top five, maybe near the top 10, I mean, a year ago you had two teams trade in front of the Cardinals. I wonder if that's a lasting impression and is all the more reason the Cardinals make a move this year.
Yeah, well, I think you kind of take that into what you've thought and just more evidence of what can work sometimes when you trade up, because I think Deshaun Watson, the Texans are happy with him, and Patrick Mahomes and KC, they're both happy they moved up despite the stiff price. The question is, which quarterback is going to drop? I mean, there's four that seem like pretty highly ranked. Maybe one of them falls to that 7, 8, 9 range. Is that a guy the Cardinals love enough to move up? And maybe you're going to have to give up your first rounder next year in addition to 15. It's a lot of draft capital to give up. But if you think this is a franchise guy, it certainly makes sense.
What if they trade back? Let's just say all the top quarterbacks are gone. Let's say a few of the top cornerbacks are gone. Do you think there's a chance they trade back in the first round?
Oh, I think there's always a chance because Steve Keim loves to add draft picks and to have that flexibility. But again, who are you trading back to get? I mean, who else might you want? Who's going to want to trade up to get to 15?
15 is sort of that gray area.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing Steve Keim emphasized not only at his recent draft press conference but also earlier before the combine when I got a chance to talk to him is you got to find a trade partner. And if there's not a reason for somebody to want to trade with you for whatever reason, back or forward, you can't do a trade, and that's the bottom line.
You know, they have Sam Bradford, who's 30, and then Mike Glennon. I mean, it's not an absolute need to draft. You love a rookie quarterback, but it's not an absolute. They're not going to force it, are they?
No, because if you grab a guy that you don't believe in, especially if you're trading up, you're giving up draft capital, and then if this guy isn't the guy that you think is going to lead your franchise, then you really put yourself back. So Steve Keim has said it multiple times. He's got to love the person he's grabbing in order to make the trade, and I think he's going to stick by that. If there's any question in his mind, he's not going to do it.
And we know the stat. Cardinals have not drafted a quarterback higher than the fourth round since 2006. Matt Leinart, 10th overall.